It's that time of the year when we're itching to get in the field to get a herbicide on to prevent kochia emergence. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm your K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So how worried should we be about kochia emergence when we don't have a pre-emergence herbicide already in place? Well, to answer that, we need to have a good understanding of the kochia plant. The base temperature for kochia emergence is 39 degrees. I looked up the soil temperatures for our area from the K-State MesoNet website and found that the average soil temperature across Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties is 35 degrees at the 2-inch depth. The warmest soil temperature recorded during the last week at the 2-inch depth is 44 degrees in Cheyenne County, and the coldest is 29 degrees, also in Cheyenne County. So kochia emergence begins at 39 degrees, and our 2-inch soil temperature averages are around 35 degrees right now. So we have a little bit of time before that kochia seedling really begins to emerge. However, I have already heard reports of kochia emerging on the south sides of buildings in protected areas or on the south side of fence rows. Therefore, getting a pre-emergence herbicide applied to fields to prevent kochia emergence is very important. Each herbicide program targeting kochia needs to consist of two different components. First, a very soluble and effective herbicide that can be incorporated with very little moisture is needed. A good example of this is dicamba. Second, a herbicide that lasts longer and requires a bit more water, perhaps up to 3/4 of an inch of precipitation for adequate incorporation. Dicamba may persist for a short time, and the longer residual will help resume controlling kochia once incorporated with the moisture. Off the top of my head, a couple of the herbicides with the longer residual are atrazine and metribuzin. However, make sure whatever herbicide you put in place with the longer residual works within your crop rotation. One other note is that dicamba potentially can have a bit of reach back to get that very smallest kochia plant that may have already emerged. But don't plan on this happening or rely on it. If there are kochia already emerged, you may need to also plan for a burn down herbicide either prior or just after that fuzzball stage of kochia development. However, make sure you know the chances of failing to control kochia sure increase once they get above the soil surface. As you can tell, getting a pre-herbicide on before kochia emerges is very important. When getting a plan together for treating fields, first target fields that you know had a kochia problem this last year, and or the fields that you watched mother kochia plants roll across and drop off seeds. Kochia seed doesn't last a very long time in the soil. In fact, after the first year, only about 5% of the seeds are viable, and after 2 years, it's only about 1% of the seeds that are viable. However, 5 or 1% can still amount to quite a few kochia plants. I have results from field studies on several herbicides and tank mixes for controlling kochia posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions, you can call the Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy to see what I'm finding in the field.